This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
It's 8 minutes past 9 o'clock, and my guest here in studio, and I'm going to have a few other guests as well. Moving to the Sig tune. I love that. Moving to the Sig, rhythmically to the Sig tune as well. Head bopping and everything. Of course, I've got Luthando Ngumezulu, filmmaker, producer and director here in studio. And of course, I'm also going to be getting Bonnie Sithebe also on the line. And then maybe we get Kyle Deutsch on the line, musician. And of course, these are all winners of something called, and if you don't know about it, you should know about it now. It's the Simon Mabunu Sabelo Film and Television Awards. 10th one, I suppose significant also for the 10th one. The winners in the 10th one would also then, be acknowledged as, 10th celebration of it. Yeah, recognizing outstanding achievements and excellence within the South African film and television industry with a specific focus on KZN.
Talking truth to power. Power 98.7.
Yeah, and so KZN it is. So KZN is not only a magnificent filming destination, events as well. I cannot believe it's that time of the year already for the Simon Mabunu Sabelo KZN Film Television Awards. Well, that's what we're going to be talking about. The call to entry is wide open. If you are a filmmaker or telling a story from KZN, or your film is showcasing KZN locations, this is the time for you to enter. Decide, cut and edit your 1 minute submissions, because calls for entries is now open until the 28th of March 2024. For information, visit www.kznfilm.co.za or follow us on our social platforms. Yeah.
Talking truth to power. Power 98.7.
It's 10 minutes past. And if you wanted to know how to engage that particular space of the competition, then yes, I'm going to be engaging now with, I think I've got two guests in studio. One's in KZN, the other one is here. But obviously they're also going to be talking about how you engage the competition, what you need to do, and how, of course, you do it. So they'll also be giving you information around that particular space. So let's take a break, and on the other side of that, let's have a conversation then about the Simon Mabunu Sabelo Film and Television Awards.
Power Perspective with Denzel Taylor.
Well, do you really want to know what the Simon Mabunu Sabelo Film and Television Awards and what they recognize and those outstanding achievements and excellence within the South African film and television industry that they do recognize? Listen to this.
Simon Sabelo was not only just a visionary, he was a filmmaker, an actor, and he also contributed immensely with passion in the film industry. The awards themselves have become what you call a beacon of hope for those who aspire to be actors, for those who aspire to be filmmakers as well.
I just want to welcome everybody to this very exciting moment.
Today we celebrate the amazing work that has been done through you, the nominees of the Simon Sabelo Awards.
13 minutes past 9 o'clock. Let's welcome in studio firstly. I've got, of course, Luthando Ngumezulu. Luthando, welcome to Power 98.7. Welcome to Power Perspective. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for the listeners for having me. I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, I figured, to be, and we'll get to that, criteria of the competition, you have to be born and you have to be born in KZN. You have to be from KZN. And here you are in my studio, sitting here. But that's cool. You'll tell us how that particular works. But I'm really fascinated. I've always been fascinated by film, radio also. And I've always figured that when I'm finished with the radio gig, I'm going to do something of a television nature, either in documentary or a short film or something of the sort. So I've got you, and I've got you. Let's bring Bonnie Sithebe into the conversation as well. Bonnie, welcome to Power 98.7. How are you, Bonnie?
Good evening, Luthando. How are you?
Yes, speak to him. This is Denzel Taylor, but yes.
Really?
But Lutando is here. Lutando is here. Hold on. You can speak to Lutando.
Hey, Bonnie.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
The next gig Lutando gets is radio host.
maybe. Hi.
Bonnie, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Bonnie, I'm really, really good. Bonnie, I take it you're in KZN.
I am in KZN.
Yeah, true to the spirit, right? True to the spirit. Didn't sell out like other people did.
No, I'm here.
Bonnie, well, you know what? I think, you know, a really, really impressive competition to be held by a province, I think. And I was taken, you know, aback by how many other provinces would not have something similar of this particular kind when I was looking at it. And KZN, one of the few that really, really does then go and recognize these outstanding achievements by people from KZN doing work in KZN and, you know, preferably, you know, independent and private filmmakers and producers. And when I look at the sort of, you know, categories in this particular space, it includes everybody, even right down to the technicians. Let's just start, Bonnie, with you, the Simon Mabunu Sabelo Film and Television Awards. But the Simon Sabelo Film and Television Awards, in that particular name, Simon Sabelo.
Yeah.
Is there something that has an attachment to you other than the awards themselves? Do you have an attachment as somebody who is also in the industry that you also go and say, you know what? Maybe I didn't know of Simon Mabunu Sabela and I took part in the competitions, but now I do, and I have a particular viewpoint of, you know, the individual and what he's done and the work he's done. Are you there with having an understanding of his historical, you know, contribution to the work?
Look, it's not something that I grew up knowing.
Yeah. Well, before our time, right? Before our time.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But it was a name that was there, and I did not recognize it until recently when the KZN film had introduced the awards. And obviously then I started doing the search. I'm like, okay, I know the face. It's just that I didn't know much about the history.
Yeah.
And I was very fascinated about who is he and how he came about, you know, being the first Black filmmaker, Black director.
Yeah.
And for me, what stands out for him is that he also was making Zulu films, which traveled internationally. And for me, that's what I do.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just so, that's what I feel that we need, you know, stories that talks about our culture. And that's what he did. And he continues to inspire me.
I didn't know. I have to admit, I didn't know. And born on the 10th of March, 1931, passed away when we were celebrating democracy in 1994. And some of the movies that he would have directed and produced, like you said, cultural also and historical, right? And acted in them as well. As you mentioned the cultural and the heritage part, Zulu, the movie was done in 1964. Mm-hmm. Zulu Dawn was done in 1979. And then there's one called Der Rivonia Prozes, which... okay. Bonnie will come back to us and we'll get Bonnie on the line. But I'll tell you, then there's one called Der Rivonia Prozes, 1966. And then there's one that I went and found, Death Drums Along the River. Let me bring you in, Lutando.
Yep.
Welcome, bro.
Yeah, man.
So, you know, did you have to, and I don't suppose it's a prerequisite that you have an understanding of, you know, the legacy of someone who has come before and whose name is attached to a particular competition. But did you have any insight, any meaning? Did you at some point go, like, let me just Google this guy and see who exactly he is.
I think when we got to know about the award ceremony, now it being their 11th year, I think that's when we got to know the name and what the name stands for. But the face, I think we always have seen the face. I remember the Shaka Zulu, not the Shaka Ilembe that came now, the one that was in the 80s.
Yeah.
He was in there.
Yeah.
Right? So there are so much of his works that you see him as an actor, but when you find out what he did behind the scenes, I think that resonates to the industry at large and what we are doing and what we are standing for right now.
Mm. I'll tell you something you might not have known. And you too, Bonnie. Let's bring Bonnie into the conversation so Bonnie is there. Bonnie, I'm going to tell you something you might not have known.
All right.
There's a movie called, I was going through the list, Zulu in 1964, Zulu Dawn in 1979, Der Rivonia Prozen, which then you can hear it probably talks about the Rivonia trialists. And in that, and then there's another one then called Death Drums Along the River, which in he played Basambo, right? But in Der Rivonia Prozess, right, he plays, there's a top cast in there, he plays Nelson Mandela.
Mm.
Mm. Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
I didn't know either.
Yeah, Dennis Marabo plays Walter Sisulu. Bravo Felipe plays Governor Mbeki. And Sandy Nkomo plays Andrew Mlangeni. These are historical moments that they were already engaged in. Let me ask you this, Bonnie. When you look at what you do, and I'm going to ask you your engagement and where you fit into the industry and all of that, when you look at what you do, do you have a reflection of people who have come before you and the contributions you make and the sacrifices they might have made for someone like yourself to then come along and then win awards as you are?
Okay, I didn't expect that question.
Yeah, this is power perspective. Yeah.
Before me, look. I just, like, looking at the history, how I started to be in the industry.
Yeah.
KZN, like, this is, like, I'm talking almost 20 years ago, right? So at that time, the industry was kind of non-existent.
Yeah.
Everything has to be kind of be self-taught. And thanks to Google.
Yeah.
I didn't even go to film school. I had to Google everything.
Yeah.
So it was one or two filmmakers that I kind of knew, like, up in person, it was Anand Singh, because he's from KZN. Matutan Layana, those are the filmmakers that I looked up to, because they were the people that were on the ground making movies. You know, we got Sarafina from KZN. So for me, those were the people who were like, this is possible, you know. And I just didn't have a lot of people that I was looking up to, except that I just knew that it had to be done.
Then Bonnie, what makes you get into the industry? What is it that then lures you into the industry?
Oh, gosh, really weird. Yeah. Because it was more than anything was curiosity. You're not going to believe it. I studied medicine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, I'm not a doctor today. But I don't think I was in the right place. I asked my dad, look, can I do something else, right? And as I said, I didn't study film. I went to a graphic school.
Mm.
And I guess for me, that was close. And I had a camera at home. And then I met a partner who was already in the industry who had already won awards as a writer. And it's like, this is what I've been looking for. So since then, it just never stopped.
Got you. So back in studio, Lutando, how do you get into the film industry, and particularly, you know, not radio, but the film industry?
I think I always like to imagine that I do have a radio voice. So
you do. You've got the radio face as well. You've got a television. I have to tell you, right? He comes with both. He comes with a radio and a television face. This particular dude. Yeah.
So I went to a boys' technical school in Durban, at the Bluff.
Yeah.
And the technical school was super technical, but I think I always knew that I wanted to be in the arts.
Yeah.
Remember, I was in a rap crew when I was 13. That's why I was bumping to those hip hop beats, because I do have that background of hip hop, and I wanted to act. So by the time I finished school, I knew that I had to go study drama, and that's what I did. So I studied drama at DUT, and then I studied drama at TUT, and I studied drama again at UCT.
Yeah.
I got an honors, and then I came back this side, and I got an honors in film and television.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's how I, so through the education and just studying about it and loving it and falling in love with it every single year, that's where I had this inclination that this is what I want to do for the rest of my life.
What makes you decide which side of the lens you want to be? Bonnie talks about how her experience is her partner is a writer, is in the industry, is winning awards, and so she fits nicely into that. She doesn't necessarily go to the school that, that teaches her all of that, but she's got her a door into this into the industry. And I'll ask her also how she gets to choose. But how did you get to choose, or you know, how do you get to decide? Because you could have chosen. Yeah. The acting part of this, and a lot of people in the South African space, you know, want to be part of the crew, you know, the cast.
Absolutely. To be completely honest, so I didn't have drama in high school. I had never done a theater play or anything like that sort. So when I got to DUT, I wanted to act.
Yeah.
And I acted, I tried my best, but these kids were so much better than me. Okay. They did it in high school, they did it in community theater shows. So they were so much better, and I wanted to catch up.
Yeah.
But instead of catching up, my then Professor Debbie Lutke was a very astound professor in drama and acting coach.
Mm.
She just really steered me towards directing, and I just fell in love with it. And when I did the directing project, in third year, it just changed my life. It changed my perspective and my love for acting. I realized that I could see more for the actors, and then that's where this directing thing came about, because I could see, I could feel their emotions, but help them express it better than me doing it myself. So
So here's a competition, and I'm going to ask you whether you had tried any other previous ones previously, and you enter for this one, and it has particular requirements. It's KZN. Firstly, there needs to be almost, you know, you have to be from KZN. It needs to include KZN. It needs to have a promotional aspect of, it needs to be a KZN footprint in essence, from the individual who's doing it to almost the landscaping in essence towards it. What then do you begin to put together for this particular competition? What gets you that award that you're sitting there and it's looking good in front of you? What gets you that award?
So when as soon as I graduated from UCT, I came to Johannesburg and I wanted to start my career here. And I did. I did a theater play. We did a community theater festival called the Zwakala Festival, which they do with the Market Theater. And we won that festival. And when we won that festival, we got a season. And this season became my debut as a director. And this was 2017. But that year, 2017, is the same year I got a call in KZN with a major production company, Stained Glass, that they wanted to work with me as a trainee director.
Okay.
So I think my journey has always been one who thought, because before me, everyone went to Joburg to be successful.
Yeah.
So I came to
calling you back.
Right. They called me back.
Yeah.
And I worked on, in KZN, I worked on Uzalo as a trainee director and a junior director, eventually became a senior director. And in that time, I learned of the KZN Film Commission and their programs. And then I applied for a program, and this program was called Seven Deadly Sins.
Yeah.
It was in collaboration with
There's a book by that name,
Seven Deadly Sins. So that's the theme. So we had to choose one theme. I chose pride.
Yeah.
And then I assembled my team and we started working. We went through development and production, and then we came up with a film called Red Tape, which last year won this award in front of you right now. This is for best screenplay short for the short film Red Tape.
Yeah. So what's the competition like? Do you have any clue as to who you're up against or what you're up against at any stage? Or you just in the dark, you submit your entry. You think, I've put something brilliant together here. Let me submit it. Do you have any clue at that particular point what you're up against? You know, other people who in the industry who are also, you know, submitting their entries and engaging? Because sometimes if I And I don't want to make a generalization. If I went and I said, you know, in KZN, how many people make, film and how many people direct, you probably have a good understanding of who's in the industry and you know each other, as Bonnie was greeting you, you know, now together. So how did you assess your entry when you were entering? Did you have any clue who, you know, or what the other entries look like?
So as you might have alluded to, the industry in KZN is relatively new, and it's coming up. So we do have a circle of understanding of knowing who and who is in the block, who does this and who does that.
Yeah.
But when you were applying, I think it was just a motivation from the commission, the KZN Film Commission, to motivate us to apply, which we did. But once you have applied, there is the categories and the nominations.
Sure.
And then that's where you hear.
That's where you hear. That's the only
point. Up against. And when I heard that.
But then Bonnie, by then it's shortlisted, right?
Yes,
by then it's
was.
Shortlisted because some have fallen through the cracks already.
Absolutely.
By then it's shortlisted.
Yes.
But then you knew who you were up against.
And then there was Bonnie with an amazing film called Valley of a Thousand Hills. I think they were nominated. How many nominations? I think there were seven or something.
No.
And they won five.
Yeah,
luckily,
she's
we weren't in the same category. So I was glad.
I want to just check in with Bonnie as to like, hey, Bonnie, Bonnie fat alles sitebe.
Yeah.
Bonnie fat alles sitebe. You know, you really just went for everything, Bonnie.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. To be honest, I was expecting some awards, but
Bonnie.
not as many as we got.
They were up every minute.
Wait, Bonnie, I have to ask you a question, right?
Yeah.
Lutando is here with one.
Mm-hmm.
He's got one, and we've taken a photo of it. There's one in front of him here. How many do you have on your shelf there?
I don't know. A lot. It wasn't even the first awards I've got from
Sight. No, but just on this one, the 10th. The 10th.
On this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
When you took everything.
In total, we're 11, including the actors and so forth. You know, like the director, the writer, location, it's the form.
You took 11?
Like
in totality?
Yes. Yeah.
Whoa.
So, I think it got to a point where like, okay, can somebody else just get it now?
Because we're standing up again and there we go. We're standing up again and there we go.
But look, I'm very appreciative though, because when I made the film, I knew that I wanted it to be recognized, because I didn't only get an award from KZN, I also got an award internationally as well.
Just drop that one in nicely. Yeah.
so for me, it's just even being recognized at home, it was, you know, like a cherry on top, you know.
Okay.
So yeah.
So tell Bonnie, tell me what the theme, the sort of thread through the production is.
The theme of the film.
Yeah.
So the film is the genre is LGBTQ plus. It's at the Valley of a Thousand Hills. It's actually a real play.
Yeah.
So the idea was to create a film. Look, we see a lot of films which which are niche movies, it's a film that when I created, everything in it was intentional, right? It was a story that I felt hasn't been told the way I wanted to tell it. It was in a location that I think it wasn't shown yet in KZN. So if I say intentional, like the locations, the cast, everything was just selected. It took me 3 years to do the film, from script to production.
Okay.
So when I say I was expecting the awards, it's because I put so much work into it.
Let me ask you straight out. When you're putting something like this together, are you also engaged in the cost? Are you also engaged in, you know, all the other aspects? The line to KZN. Eskom! The line to KZN. Okay, so Bonnie gone, and I'll bring that question around. Let's talk about your winning streak. and what the thread was through your production. What did you begin to think you could write and produce?
All right, so our film Red Tape is basically based on this bigger than anyone lawyer and his son. Yeah. And we meet his son, this hip hop DJ, just got his 18th birthday.
Yeah.
The dad spoils him with a brand new luxury vehicle. And on the same night, his son rapes and murders. So now this lawyer is now faced with, because he has this winning streak and it's just
Steven Spielberg. Yeah, you know, Steven Spielberg right here. You know, there's like...
Yeah, so does he protect his son?
Yeah.
Or does he stand for the truth, which we know him for when we meet him in this movie? And it just goes through that. And so you have to go through a process of finding the right people.
Yeah.
Because it's such a hectic topic that you don't want to...
Models, ethics also.
You don't want to just be surface level. So you want like the best of the best.
Yeah. When you're engaging something like that, you've given me two characters.
Yeah.
So you've given me the son and the dad, right?
Yes.
Who else do you involve in a storyline like that? Who else are you involving in the concept of that storyline? How big is this cast eventually? Because, you know, you've got two. I once watched, I need to go and find that movie again, an international movie. Two very famous actors of the name now escapes me. And it was only them.
Yeah.
In a room talking about religion. Debating about religion, and you are clued to it. Like I would thought you can't make a movie with two people, but and only in a room, right? And it's brilliant, really, really brilliant. How big a cost do you have within that trying to, you know, bring about your storyline?
So I think the most important thing is the writing department and the writing team. And the lovely thing with the KZN Film Commission is that they have production analysts in development and in production, which they work hand in hand. Your job as a producer in this case was to find the right writer and then find the right script editor. And fortunately, we had people of high caliber, Umphile Molusi and Ayanda Halimana. And they worked on this tirelessly and they gave us this beautiful script which won this award. But when you go into casting and production, it obviously because the scope of the subject is so big, because you have to see this guy in the courtroom, you have to see the son at the house party with the hip hop. So it becomes almost a big scale movie, but it has to always revolve around these
two characters.
I think we had about like 50 cast members and 25 to 30 crew members.
Sure. I've got a question that I'm going to ask you to answer just now. But Bonnie, I was about to go to and ask you a question, Bonnie. And this line keeps on breaking, Bonnie. Maybe, you know, this. Yeah, you know, KZN.
Maybe she should just come here.
KZN. Okay. You know how Gauteng is just look down, you know, down in KZN. Bonnie, on a serious note, Bonnie, just, you know, your storyline sounds complex. And your narration and directing and involvement of a cast and actors and, you know, all sorts of things sounds, you know, on a scale that's, you know, bigger than my movie that I'm talking about with just two actors. Just give me some insight into, you know, how big you had to go and the kind of locations you had to shoot in.
So first, understanding South African budgets.
Yeah, because that's my next question. When I said to Lutando, hold on to that thought. I have a question. That's my next question.
Okay, so I'm gonna go into it because my initial budget when I wrote the script was not what I actually shot with. It was gonna be a much bigger budget, and because of what I wanted out of it.
Yeah.
And so the second thing,
you started small, but it ended big.
No, it started big.
Oh, okay.
With a budget.
You started with a big budget and then ended small.
The story
small.
Was big and the budget was big, but I didn't get the money I hoped I'd get.
Okay.
So I had to go back to the script and rework it.
Okay.
And at the same time, it was during COVID as well.
I can actually see you tearing pages out of your script. This one gone. Page 7 gone.
One of our partners were like, look, you need to cut out a lot of things. Like, I don't know if you've seen the film. There were things that, which is very interesting because there were things that were written in the script. Mm. And during production, I was told, you can't have this, you can't have that. But for some reason, you know, like, I don't know if I should mention this. There was a bus.
It's a free zone. Mm.
There was a bus in the film. It was written in the script and there was rain in the script, you know. Things like rain, it's something that you have to pay extra to get it in the form. Look, you know, you can't just write it in. You can't
wait for a rainy day. You've actually got to create the rain.
But when I shot, it rained. Oh, and I had my rain. And I heard a bus was driving past. I just took it. I just asked my DOP, like, look, this is our moment.
Shoot that.
You know. So most of the things that you see in the form, the way... luck. It wasn't things that I ended up paying for because the budget didn't allow it.
Yeah.
But
did you ever pay that bus driver royalties?
I don't even know. I'm still waiting for a phone call. Like, I saw the bus in the phone. You know, I'm still waiting for him to call and say, look, that's my bus there. But otherwise, we had to cut down a lot because we couldn't raise the budget that we wanted.
So raising the budget, Bonnie, who gave you the money?
The KZN Film gave me the money from development and production. And then because they don't give you 100%, I also went to the National Film and Video Foundation.
Yeah.
So it was just those that funded the film.
Bonnie, just, you know, I don't want to ask because different productions will cost differently, right?
Yeah.
But you know, somebody who's listening to this and going, you know, I want to make a movie. I have a little bit of a production, whatever. I need a ballpark figure, kind of like between. Maybe you don't want to tell me exactly, or you can tell me exactly. Please tell us then.
You know, there actually isn't. You know, this is like the funniest thing you'll ever hear, right?
Yeah.
I've shot a film which we call zero budget film. Mm-hmm. Like my first film, we call it zero budget because you have no money at all.
Yeah.
But you use all the resources that you have, like your own car, your own house, your own whatever, and your uncle and so forth.
Yeah.
And then there's films that are like 25 million and so forth. Mm. But it could be anything between zero and... millions, basically. So I don't think there's a figure, and it also depends on the script. Depends on
what did KZN Film Commission give you?
The film commission gives you up to 1.5 million.
Okay.
Lutando, you can please remind me if I'm not on the point.
Lutando might have got less. Don't say it too loud.
Exactly.
Lutando might have got less, Bonnie.
Exactly.
So don't say it too loud, Bonnie.
What? You got that much? I got half. I'm just kidding.
Lutando, it was a feature film. Yours was a short, right?
Mine was a short.
Yes, that's the difference.
Bonnie, let me ask. I'm going to come to Lutando now. Do you know when you shoot a film, right, of this particular nature, do you do it for love and guts and every cent that you use you've got to account for to the KZN Film Commission? Or does it pay you a bit of a nicety as well? Is there a bit of a luxury to have at the end of the day that you can walk away with because you made an excellent production? Or is the reward in the award that you get and maybe a cash prize with that comes?
Mm. Okay. I always say with your first film, you're not going to make anything.
Okay.
Right. It also goes back to, we don't have big budgets when it comes to films. So when you want to make that film, you kind of want to spend everything so that it looks the best, so that it gets you out there, it gets known. So I also work as a supervising producer and I mentor other producers.
Mm.
And that's always, I tell them, like, don't look at making money with your first film. And also you do have to be accountable for every cent. But also in the budget, because as a producer, when you budget, you have to put a salary.
You get a salary. Okay.
You get a salary in it. You have to make sure that as you pay everybody, you pay yourself.
No, I got you.
Yeah. So it's not like before where we made films. I'm like, ah, I'll be the last one. I'll make money when I sell it, and you never sell the film, which I've done that before.
Sure.
But now I've learned, like, no, pay myself.
Gotcha. Lutando, did you get as much as 1 point, some odd, some
no.
odd?
No. Not at all.
Okay, Bonnie, here we go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, but I was like Bonnie saying,
Because you put various production, you know, in front of people,
yeah.
and some are going to be scaled differently.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And I mean, there's a real, you've got to realize that.
Yes.
Some things, productions are going to cost, and others, if you put something smaller in front of somebody, it's going to cost less.
Yes, right? and the impact and what it takes to put it on. So the it will vary. The amount of funding will vary. Yeah. Ours is at 24 minutes, and I think feature films are anything from 80 minutes to 120.
Yeah.
So you can tell that what it takes to make that type of film and the scale of film is completely different.
Yeah. What is it that drives your interest as a filmmaker, as a producer, director? Do you get stuck in a passion? Do you do what you love, or, you know, is the world is your oyster kind of thing, and you're walking down the road and you see something, you go, hey, you know, like I do. I can walk down the road and I can see something and I'm like, wow, that triggers something for either for radio or my documentaries or something else. And then I can bring it in. Apart from the stuff that I generally love. For you, where's the inspiration come from?
I don't think I would be able to do anything but what I do. Mm-hmm. I really love what I do. So much so that I try to do it.
Is what you do, aspect. Though, niche? Like
not necessarily. Not anymore. Okay. Not anymore. We have a very big industry, especially here in Johannesburg. But the South African film and television industry is a very big one. And I'm sure it contributes a lot to even the GDP in terms of ad sales and whatnot. Because the numbers that some of these shows do are ridiculous. Because it's like a show that make 5 million viewers. I think there was a show that I did where we did 9 million viewers in a single episode. So it is definitely a popping, but also a very big industry at this very moment.
Sure. Do you know Kyle?
Kyle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
You sure? You know Kyle?
Yeah.
Kyle has joined us. Kyle.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, bring Bonnie into the conversation as well. Bonnie? Let's bring Bonnie in. Kyle, welcome to Power 98.7. Welcome to Power Perspective. Kyle, I heard you were on
the
plane.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, thank you, guys. Sorry for keeping you waiting. I'm just, you guys are all familiar with Joburg Airport. I'm here outside the closed Wimpy.
People familiar with Johannesburg Airport, we are. Bonnie's the only one down in KZN at the moment. Yeah, through to her storyline, Bonnie is down in KZN. Kyle, you know, I was Googling you. And I found that you are multi-talented.
Multi-talented. Hey,
listen to this, man. Carl, is that from 8-9 years ago, Carl?
Tell me. Yeah, from Tell Me Sweet Something.
Yeah.
That's Naps and our new award winning.
that's
award winning lead.
That's broken, right?
Hey?
That's broken.
What do you mean broken?
The song.
I think it's I can't even remember what it's called.
Knocking.
You just spread your knocking.
You've got broken and you've knocking. Got knocking.
Knocking. It's called knocking.
And then you're a chiropractor.
I'm a chiropractor.
Yes, you're a doctor as well.
Indeed.
What are you doing
Indeed.
In them? What are you doing in you know the whole industry, man? I thought the medical fraternity needed people like yourself.
Of course. Of course, but so does the music and film industry.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, so I mean, I'm a music. Music man.
Yeah.
Obviously, that comes with visuals.
Yeah.
And And yeah, I'm very,
and that's what you won the award for, Carl?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we did. It was Best Use of KZN in music video.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. We traveled the whole of KZN in 6 days.
Yeah.
I think it was many miles. But yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
What location particularly gets, you know, brought the recognition? What location was it that the judges said, wow, okay, you know, because I'm sitting here with two directors and producers of yeah, you know, film, and they would shoot over various, you know, locations. What was the location that brought, you know, you the award? What part of KZN did you shoot?
Yo, we shot everywhere, bro.
Okay.
We shot, but I think the most standout one for me was the descent of the Lesotho Mountains, the Basani Pass.
Yeah.
Mist coming over and rolling down the hills. I think that for me was the most cinematic part of our video.
Yeah.
But there's so much to offer, and the ease in which you can shoot sea and more landscape mountainous areas is cool about KZN. I think that's the biggest benefit. The travel time that's saved, which you can't really do in many other places in the world.
Yeah, Kyle, I'm just going to play catch up with you a little bit before I come back to Bonnie and to Lutando. Did you also, you know, part of the music industry, did you also then sought funding from the KZN Film Commission for the kind of productions that you were doing to like, you know, enhance the actual music?
No. So unfortunately not, and I'm hoping they'll back us on future projects.
Right.
I mean, we went to them with Back to the Beach right in the beginning, and it didn't end up happening. And yeah, I think the whole process of pitching and that sort of stuff is maybe a bit, our industry needs to happen quickly. And if it's not going to happen quickly, we need to keep on moving.
Yeah, so you still have to shoot.
There's a lot of red tape and pitching and that sort of stuff. I think it'll be great when there's a bit of more fluency between the relationships, and we can say, okay, cool guys, we want to do this. Are you behind us? And then it's just like more of a let's go kind of thing.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can reach that sort of agreement or level already.
Carl, what does the award mean? You know, walking away with the award for use of KZN locations, and you say you shot in a lot of places, and obviously when people would watch that particular music video, they'd relate to various places. In essence, then some, you know, tourism for the province as well. In when you have won an award of this particular nature, what does it you know, enhance? Does it promote? Does it bring about, you know, futuristic, you know, elements and career movements?
Yeah, well, I should hope so. I should hope we're starting to build towards the legacy that is KZN Film, and in honor of the great Simon
Sabela. Yeah,
this should carry on. Should carry on and growing that. And I mean, everyone who's won awards, would hope that this would be, would gain them things in the future. I suppose it's how you market it and how the awards grow themselves. We're just a block in the building at the moment, but it's definitely growing, and the attraction towards KZN as a film destination and South Africa as a whole is definitely on the map. I mean, there's major films being shot in South Africa at the moment, which people actually aren't even aware that they're being shot.
Kyle, I'm going to say the line's really, really not great. Kyle, I'm going to thank you for coming on to Power Perspective tonight, to Power 98.7, and I'm going to let you go. The line's great, but thanks for coming on, man, and well done.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate it.
Thanks. It's Kyle Deutsch. Movie. You see, even if you're just shooting, Bonnie, even if you're just shooting a music video, you can win these awards, and that I think is the exemplary part of the KZN film, you know, industry that they're promoting. Is it's, yes, it promotes tourism in essence, but also it's promoting the industry also, and it's empowering young filmmakers, producers, technicians, and all of the likes actually to get involved and do something. So it's there's a multifaceted approach to all of it in there, right?
Yes, and that's what I commend these awards, because they recognize different categories that you don't find in most awards.
Yeah.
Like you said, locations,
yeah,
being Zulu form, even technicals. Oh, not technical. I think they're getting into that as
No, technical
well.
Is there.
Mm. Is it?
Yeah, Last technical one? Is there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, so their categories are really, really amazing, because now also looking at different levels of filmmakers, like
yeah,
the experienced filmmakers and the newcomers get an opportunity to actually submit,
yeah,
which I think it's great, because everybody wants their film to be seen, you know, everybody wants to be recognized. And that's why I think the Simon Mapunu is doing that for all filmmakers. Very inclusive.
Lutando, you know, I mean, yeah, you're sitting with the award in front of you. Bonnie has many that she's counting there on her.
She has the rest.
Yeah, she has. She's got the rest. Bonnie's got the rest. You know, I mean, there's always a next production, right?
Yep.
So what are you working on? What is the next production? And talk to me from the narrative perspective of an independent private movie maker. You know, not somebody who's housed in a production house that's working on other people's big dreams. You know, from your perspective, independent and private, and sourcing funds wherever you can. What's the next big thing?
So we've been fortunate enough to have had a relationship with the KZN Film Commission for a number of years, ever since we did developments with Red Tape since 2017. So what we do as a company, my company is called World's Estate, is that
what the company is called?
World's Estate. Yes.
Right.
Yes. So every single year we try to apply. Sometimes we get rejected.
Yeah.
Sometimes we do get it, but we apply for development and production, right?
Yeah.
And we just finished shooting a feature film.
Mm.
Actually, well, it was a made-for-TV film. Now we're looking at extending it to a feature film.
Mm.
And unfortunately, we can't submit to these awards this year because it hasn't screened anyway.
Yeah.
But the film is called Temba.
It also plays out in KZN?
Yes. We shot everything KZN, KZN actors. We have Ndando Mobe, who's a prolific actor.
So what you're saying is Bonnie's got competition next year?
Yes.
Yeah, you already. She's listening very closely.
Even if we get 6 out of 11. So.
She's listening very closely.
Yes, so Temba.
Don't say too much.
So we are in post-production, editing and finalizing our film and making it a feature.
Yeah.
We also have a couple of films that are in development. And one thing that I will commend the KZN Film Commission is that every single year, there's these funds developments. And whenever you apply for developments before production, they somewhat go through the process with you.
You know, the lovely thing about what you've just said is what I've taken Bonnie to you as well, is what I've just taken in at the moment is that Bonnie, you've won, but Lutando has also won. But there are other people who would have been shortlisted who they also would have funded, who would also not have been a winner on the night, but would have been funded through the system. It's not like only because you don't know who's going to win. So you don't only fund the winners. You would have funded everybody or maybe half the people in the process. And I think that's the awesome story also. Bonnie?
Yeah.
Bonnie, are you there? Yeah, Bonnie?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, your line was just breaking up, Bonnie.
Okay, are we good now?
Yeah, we good.
Okay. Yeah, so I was just saying, like, since the inception of the KZN film, I think they funded a lot of films, right?
Yeah.
Not all of them had gone through the awards. Not all of them had been broadcasted. But there has been films that have been funded for development, production.
Yeah.
And I think that's great because we're now starting to see a lot of production happening in KZN.
Yeah.
There are more skilled people that are getting experience or even work. You know, I was just saying this year alone, it's even hard to find crew because everybody is busy.
Mm.
And I see that because the Film Commission has been investing in this, in the production companies, whether they're old or new, but there's always something happening. Every month, there's a movie being shot. Mm. And it's very commended because before there was like you'd hear once a year. Mm. Now it's like every month there's a production. So it's been great.
In about a minute, Bonnie, what's your next big production? Give Lutando like an insight into the kind of competition he's going to be having next year.
You know, like Lutando is saying something very interesting. What the commission is doing is that they have funds available for different stages, right?
Yeah.
Like you could be in development while you're in production.
Okay.
Or while you're in post, you know. So as a filmmaker myself, there's always something that I'm working on, whether in development or production. Mm. So I've got few projects, and not only from being funded by the Film Commission,
you mentioned international earlier on, you know, I mean, yeah.
Mm. So yeah, so both local and international, I'm working, I'm either in pre-production, post, or there's always somewhere there. So there's several projects that I'm working on in different stages. I can't mention it because of, non-disclosure that I find.
Bonnie Sitheva, let me say congratulations.
Thank you.
And
so
well
much.
Done. And you know, now that I know who you are and we've spoken, I'm going to be watching you, Bonnie. I'm going to be watching, like, for the international. Yeah. I'm going to be, like, name up in stars. The next time I'm in New York, I'm going to be, like, Bonnie Sitheba and here's the movie, you know, showing now kind of thing. How's that? Yeah.
I can see so much pressure, but yeah, that's good.
I can see it, Bonnie. Bonnie, thanks so much for coming on to Power Perspective.
Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. Bonnie Sitheba is still, pulling all the awards. Lutando, the industry, does it pay?
Yes.
Yeah.
It does.
It does pay.
It may have
otherwise
not seemed
wouldn't,
that way.
Otherwise, you
ago.
Wouldn't be in it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. No, for love, we are in it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It becomes your vocation.
Yeah.
And the more you do it and the better you become, the more it pays.
Mm.
And you do end up having like good livelihoods off of the industry and off of doing something that you love.
Yeah. Do you see yourself at some point on the other side of the lens?
Acting.
Yeah.
I do act here and there, but
okay.
I think I am now focusing on this thing.
Okay, right.
I am trying
focus
to
focus on one thing at the moment and then
yes,
do the other.
Because I am trying to master it. I am trying to create a system where our company can be able to create the productions itself, bring in younger directors, younger writers who will take over. And then maybe I might just visit the acting cap again.
Lutando Ngomozulu, filmmaker, producer, director. We're talking about, and we have been talking about, the Simon Mabunu Sabelo Film and Television Awards, 10th. And now the 11th ones. You know what? Kudos to you, KZN. Kudos to you for putting the kind of money into this industry. Kudos to you also for just, you know, looking at particularly these young individuals who are beginning to make movies, looking at actors, producers, directors, technicians, all the sort of categories that do come up. And then, of course, recognizing the outstanding achievements and excellence within the South African film and television industry. Let me add the rider with a specific focus on KZN. Visit www.kznfilm.co.za and follow the awards tab and download entry guidelines and entry form. For inquiries, email simonsabella@kznfilm.co.za. Join the conversation using hashtag SSA24.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.